And we're going to move on to board items, the second reading of board policies.
This was the crowdfunding policy, and we talked about this in our last board meeting. Stems from DIS teacher Angela Germano requesting the ability to crowdfund. Over summer, we did pass this policy saying we were not going to permit the crowdfunding at the time. A lot of concern about being able to track the purchases, track the funds that are coming in. Mrs. Germano did display the ability to crowdfund in an appropriate way using, I believe it was Donors Choose, and it satisfied what we were looking for. So we are going to, we'd like to switch this to option number two. And what that'll do is it will allow crowdfunding, but it does have to be approved by me. And one of the reasons for that is you don't want, people can well intentionally go rogue and just start posting things and trying to gather money for things that may or may not align with our vision and mission or purpose that we're trying to do. And so therefore, if they run it through me, then we'll make sure that everything that does see some crowdfunding is appropriate for what we're doing.
Thank you. Which brings us to 4B, the resolution to approve that board policy. Is there a motion to approve 4B?
So moved.
Second.
Discussion.
I'm excited to see what Mrs. Germano is going to do.
I'll assume that Mr. Goggin will, Dr. Goggin will keep us in the loop on any of those new ones.
Absolutely. What was funny is that she has emailed me numerous times. She is, I think she's sitting there waiting to click send.
Sure.
So it's good.
Did you text her?
I did not. You got a vote.
Roll call.
Stoll?
Yes.
Finucane?
Yes.
Kraft?
Yes.
Lozinski?
Yes.
Piernot?
Yes.
Motion carries.
That brings us to board comments. I want to welcome our newest board member. I'm really excited to have you on board. If I may ask our treasurer to give us an update on the Westlake City Schools Educational Foundation.
You know, unfortunately, I don't have an update, you know, at this time with it. I have reached out to get some update. We've not gotten any feedback yet from the IRS. If you recall, we filed back in, I think it was October now, that we formally filed with the IRS. You know, that we did receive a letter back from them stating that it can take up to 6 months. Our attorney was more hopeful than it would be on the shorter end than the longer end, but unfortunately we're still in very much a holding pattern waiting for the IRS. So once we hear back from them, I will absolutely notify the board immediately, and then we'll get everything in place to get the foundation rolling.
Slowly but surely.
Unfortunately, yes.
The Citizens Advisory Committee has meetings January 21, February 18, March 16, April 20, May 18th, subject to change. Who has an interest in January 21st at Porter Public Library at 6 o'clock?
I can do that.
Okay.
21st,
right, of January, and I'll notify of any changes.
We made it the Tuesday because of the
February 18th.
Holiday. That's a Tuesday.
6 p.m.
February 18th?
Yeah.
I can do
6 p.m.
Okay.
Yeah, they changed it to 6.
March the 16th. What's that?
I can't do 16.
I'll take March 16th. You want April?
Yes. April.
April the 20th.
Yes.
And then May 18th, that's an if needed.
What time?
6 o'clock, Porter Public Library.
And I would suggest emailing Mary Essick, because sometimes they're doing their research and they really don't need or necessarily want us to be there. So I would ask her if they want Got you there.
Any other board comments?
Because I'm not sure if I'm having knee replacement surgery this Thursday, so I'm not sure about the next board meeting or two for myself. I would like to report on the curriculum committee event, if you will allow me to.
Please.
This past Thursday, Kathy Maxwell took me on another wonderful field trip to Bernison and Diss. And I have to say that I'll repeat again, when we read the vision statement, this all the students that I saw were very much engaged. The teachers were amazing. So I'd just like to touch on the things that we did. I saw a seventh grade science class where they are doing a project-based learning activity where they're actually creating their own security systems. And they are making a presentation this Friday, if anybody's interested, from 11 to 11:30. Unfortunately, I won't be able to go because I'll be in the hospital. But it sounds like a real neat activity. So they're inviting parents and community members. That's this Friday from 11 to 11:30 at Bernison. I saw an independent reading assignment, and again, the kids were not goofing off. They were working very hard. I saw kids working out in the hall, creating geologic timelines, and again, not goofing off. They were on task and very much engaged. I talked to Kristen Regas and Kurt Thonings for the art department, and of course the pre-engineering, and there's just amazing things going on there. We went to Diss, and the one thing that I know as a former teacher, teaching writing and kids learning how to write correctly is a very difficult thing. And they have all kind of techniques that they use to have the kids properly learn, and hone their writing skills. And I know it's hard. They know it's hard, but the teachers, kids were very much on task for that. We saw a Mesopotamia project in the media center. And the thing that probably I came away with most was one of the language arts classes. The students were, again, writing opinion essays, and they were actually using color coding and instructional techniques that our teachers had been taught by, is it Lori Wilfong?
We've had Dr. Lori Wolfong in probably three or four times over the last few years, Alex and I have. So the most recent one was probably in October.
Okay, so the thing for me that was very heartwarming was that we pay to have these people come in and talk to our teachers, and then our teachers are actually using it. Because you don't always see that. And I know there were times when I was teaching that I went to some of these things and you come away with good ideas and good intentions, and sometimes they you use them and sometimes they fall by the wayside. But this teacher was really using the color coding. They had different color for their own opinions, for direct quotes. There were like five different things, and it was fun to talk to the kids and say, okay, now what's this purple for, and what's the green, and the orange was for transitional words. And so these kids had their papers all, they looked like an art class. But the teacher was so excited that she couldn't wait for another Lori Wilfong class to go on to the next step. And that was what I loved to see, was this enthusiasm and this dedication and this love of teaching her students how to do this. So I love that. And then we ended the day talking to Nick Miller and Mackenzie Hall about every Wednesday they have a a when period, what I need, and that was, it's a period where there's no instruction going on, but if kids need tutoring in one area or different things, the teachers on the team assign them to this. They have all different kinds of things. They had a fingerprinting. The resource officer there, I think it was him, wasn't it, Kathy?
Yes.
He was the one. He's a fingerprinting expert. And so he conducted a class for kids. And it's amazing when you think of all, because the computer, you know, when you watch NCIS and all these crime shows on TV and they run it through the computer, there's more to it than that. The computer can come up with some matches, but then it actually takes the human eye to learn all, to decipher. And they need, what, 10 matches or something, if they're going to court? Anyway, it was absolutely very informative, very, I'd like to go to one myself. It was really exciting, but you'd still need the human eye to do these things that the computer doesn't do at all. So that was a really very interesting discussion that we had with them. And I was just, overall, it was a great experience. I'm looking forward to our next one because I've had some really good ones at the high school. And just don't schedule it too soon because I need to be able to walk on my knees.
I think we don't have it until April.
Okay, okay, I should be okay. But thanks for that opportunity. So I didn't want to let it go by in case I miss the next session.
How about the vivarium?
Oh, yes, we got to go into the new vivarium and it's beautiful. And the lemon tree, you walk in there and it's like Florida with the lemons. They did a beautiful job of fixing that up, and beautiful plants that were donated, and
PTA grant. Mrs. Pato really took over that.
Yeah.
Really nice work.
It was very nice.
Thank you. We have some amazing things going on with amazing students, amazing teachers, and amazing principals. So thank you very much for sharing that. Mr. Finucane, did you have something you wanted to add?
I did. As part of my first contribution to the community outreach committee, subcommittee. Probably about 4 or 5 months ago, I was asked to serve on the Westlake Center Ridge Corridor Master Plan. And this is Tioga County Planning Commission is currently developing a master plan for possible improvements along Center Ridge Road. They're asking for thoughts, feedback from the citizens, of Westlake, along with people who work here in Westlake, to provide feedback on what they like to envision or vision to see Center Ridge become. One of the first public meeting where people can attend is going to be on January 23rd at 6 p.m. at City Hall. So I would encourage anyone who's interested in providing any kind of feedback as to what they would like to see happen with Center Ridge. I know myself, if anyone drives down it, it's a very tight corridor right now. My kids don't even like driving on it because it's just too tight for them. So we've had some initial discussions about it at the steering committee level and some good ideas associated with it. And it's nice that the county is working on developing this master plan to address a roadway that is lacking in a particular vision. When you think of Hilliard, you think of a very nice boulevard of homes, very well landscaped with trees and everything. Detroit, much more business oriented, but then also still a lot of residential with apartments and condominiums. And Center Ridge is more of a smorgasbord of business, older homes, some newer. And I was pleased to be asked to serve on this because it is a nice committee to be able to help put it in a direction now. Whatever it comes out to and how we can execute it are two different things. But I'd encourage anyone to go to the meeting January 23rd, 6 p.m. at City Hall and provide some input.
Thank you. Thank
so
you.
This is the whole thing from Rocky River to North
from Rocky
Ridgeville.
River to North Ridgeville.
I have to say, I think Center Ridge in front of the elementary school is beautiful.
Yeah, the city did a very nice job widening it.
Yeah, that's nice.
The Dover intersection.
Yes,
a lot nicer
yes.
too.
Close around there at that intersection every day. So.
Yes.
Yes, but there's one huge pothole coming up to, if you're heading north on Dover Center right before the new light at Westtown, mm-hmm. it's either, I think it's before that light at Westtown, it's right, I mean, the city's got to.
I'll fill that in as well.
Fix, yes, would you please? Yeah, because it's like you don't know which way to go, and if you go straight, you're hitting this big pothole, and all of a sudden it appeared last week, and it's in a really bad spot. It's on Dover Center Road. Have you passed it?
Aye.
Okay.
I would like to thank Councilwoman Mrs. Apple for reminding me about this meeting as well. So.
Thank you.
Right on that pothole.
Thank you.
It's just
a bad spot.
Okay. I would like to thank the administration who spent some time with me over the last couple months showing me a complete picture of what's going on with the schools since the election. And I want to thank their time. And I've kind of gotten out in the community and been able to watch some holiday concerts, some basketball, boys and girls basketball games. Which, if you've not seen our teams play this year, they're really exciting. And some bowling meets also, which honestly, it was a little weird watching bowling without lasers and loud blasting music, but it was a lot of fun. So the bowling meets were really fun.
I too would like to welcome Liz.
Yes.
I think about one of the questions we get most often is what's happening with the old schools that Mr. Kosovar was kind enough to take us on a tour of the old elementary schools, and we had an opportunity to discuss and chat a little bit about the future, and I know he's been very diligently. There are many things in those buildings that he has begun putting those on our auction site, so feel free to visit the website and check those things out. Anything else that the board would like to comment on before we adjourn? Is there a motion to adjourn?
So moved.
Second.
Discussion? Roll call.
To adjourn at 7:21 p.m. Finucane?
Yes.
Piernot?
Yes.
Kraft?
Yes.
Lozinski?
Yes.
Stoll?
Yes.
Motion carries.
We are adjourned.
That was actually...